When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Coming to you live from the Cross Country Mortgage Campus in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, brought to you by Ballybet, now live in Ohio on 850 ESPN Cleveland. Here are your hosts, Bo Bishop and Nathan Zagura.
All right, let's do it live on a Thursday edition of the program. Boy, I'm amongst royalty. Quite royalty here. Were you hot? Were you a little hot?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I don't think I'm on. It doesn't sound like I'm on.
Oh, you're quite on.
Quite on.
You are quite.
I don't hear it.
You couldn't have been louder when you opened the program. Did I turn you down?
No, you're messing with Z's.
I don't hear either one of you now. I don't hear you or me.
Hello. I don't know. I definitely hear you. Yeah. You're on.
All right, very good.
You're on.
It's odd doing it without them, though. I'll tell you, when you're used to doing it with them, it's odd doing it.
I'll give you.
I don't hear you, or I don't hear any of it.
I've replaced the microphone this week for you.
What are you doing? I'm just came in.
You
here
were
and plugged
just
in,
fine for Zagura yesterday.
I did. It's a fact.
You guys are now have an alliance.
I'm still under his yoke. You saw the video.
I did see the video. You guys are stars now. That's why now you guys are both really chesty. I mean, both. I was looking around. I didn't see any other teams. That were where your roles were so prominently featured. Gibby's voice, spectacularly used.
Yeah.
And your look of despondence at being beckoned.
I know. I was really unhappy about it, to be honest with you. We had a few.
Second one.
We had a few takes, though. We had one where I kind of looked at the walkie-talkie with disgust. And it would have, I think, matched up better. But I think we did every week, like, is its own take. And so whatever week it would be, obviously, is the one that we ended up using. But I think as it went on, I got better and looked
there you
with
go.
Like I looked with real disgust.
Yeah, you did it. Good job out of you, Gibby.
What did he do?
I don't know. He swapped something down there. Now we're good. We're back, baby. All right, let's do it live on a Thursday edition. Merely Bo, the Great Z, schedule release show.
Yeah, baby.
You guys killed it. You killed it. Our video team killed it. That was great.
Yeah, that's great. Pete Weber.
I got asked this a lot. Did Griff get to meet Pete Weber?
No. Connor did.
Connor and Fila, right?
I understand.
Connor, Fila, and Ricky.
I think there was an audience of one who that would have mattered the most to. And it would have been
young
Griff.
It does feel odd that he wasn't there.
He would have been the one human, probably in Northeast Ohio, who it would have mattered the most to meet.
Do you guys think anybody picked up on my little teaser yesterday? Do you think anybody picked up on my teaser in the show? I said, I'm going to use an analogy that Griff would love.
Yes,
I said.
I picked up on it.
I said that I think our content team rolled a turkey. Three straight strikes.
That was your subtle.
That was my little, subtle like a sledgehammer.
Just
if you knew,
if you know, you know.
If you know, you know.
Yeah, yeah. That was very.
But that was great. That we had the players involved. It was shot beautifully. I think it turned out to be everything you wanted. It's based on an old a Super Bowl. Beer commercial.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, I did not know that.
Was it?
Did somebody? Was it feels like Hams or Miller Lite?
Miller Lite? Or Coors
I don't know.
Old Mill? Old Milwaukee?
No.
I didn't know.
Olympia?
This.
You didn't know this?
Rainier?
It's like
Schlitz.
Shot for it. Let's see.
Stroh's
beer.
I'm giving you all the old beer I know.
What?
No, it was a recent. Lowenbrow. Recently.
Make it Lowenbrow.
Like Peyton Manning's in it.
Oh, really?
Serena
oh, I thought
Williams.
You said old, so I thought you were talking like 70s. It feels
no.
like one that I could see like Bob Uecker and John Madden in a Miller Lite commercial. That feels
Michelob
like
Ultra.
Welcome
oh, Mick to
Ultra.
The Super Bowl.
Oh, okay. It's yep. a Mick Ultra. I didn't know that, and so the cool thing is it worked, and I didn't know it.
And it's pretty. It's a shot for shot. I'll show you in the.
Okay.
It was the top Super Bowl commercial of 2022, supposedly.
Okay. Yeah. I don't recall that, but it worked regardless. Irregardless. It worked quite well.
And I like our schedule. I think you got I'm pumped about it. Number one, for the first time since 2019, Christmas is, and Christmas Eve are unimpacted, which to me is a big, big deal. I'm thrilled about that. So that, to me, right there, that's a win. No international game, a win. The biggest loss of the preseason, in my opinion, actually, or of the whole schedule, comes in the preseason and is our third preseason game.
Oh, man.
What?
Why would they do that?
At Seattle.
Those are typically like, let's go play Detroit.
On a 7 p.m. Eastern start.
That's usually a go play Detroit, go play Chicago, let's play the
Eagles. In 12 years, I think the furthest west I've gone, I was telling young Esteban, the furthest west I think we've gone for a preseason game was Kansas City, maybe.
Yep.
Like,
why?
I don't know what that is, but I'd like a word with the commissioner.
Yeah, it seems
Seattle.
Why wouldn't somebody, hey, what are we doing? This thing doesn't even matter, man.
7 o'clock kick, going to end at 10 or 11.
Someone
be
was
on
like,
a plane by 1 in the morning and be home at it's a red
5,
eye.
5, 6 a.m.?
6 a.m.
Yeah.
Huh.
Awful.
That's a strange one.
It's not ideal.
I mean, awful. Just if there's no efficiency to it whatsoever.
For them,
it doesn't matter. But, like, there are a great many teams in their vicinity that would make more sense than a team from an Eastern time zone.
Yeah.
And I understand Seattle's out there for everybody, but it's really out there for us.
Yeah.
That's wild. I didn't even look at that because I don't really pay attention to the preseason stuff. You know, you're always looking at the rest. I didn't even look at
I'm
sure you.
It's one of the first things Gibby and I commented on.
You're going to want to know where that's at.
I mean, the good news is, I mean, we play on Saturdays, so we're off on Sundays in the preseason. I'll take that for a win.
Yeah.
Because how many times do we have a weekday game and then we still got to come in and work the next day?
No, well, that'll be nice coming home from Seattle that we won't.
That you got a little
we
bit.
We won't
have
to do that.
Yeah, I think it's pretty good. It's pretty well balanced. The Fox CBS balance is there. You've got a couple of games on Prime, a Monday nighter, a Sunday nighter as well. I like the Dolphins having to come here December 29th.
Yep.
That feels like a win.
I'm shocked that the Chiefs game is not Monday Night Football. Absolutely stunned. You have Travis Kelce. You have Jason Kelce now working on the Monday Night Football pre-game.
Yeah, like back home again.
Both
in Indiana,
Kelsey's
yeah.
back home. Mm-hmm. Taylor, the whole deal.
Around the holidays.
I thought that was – I'm shocked that that's not Monday Night Football. I'll tell you what, you want to talk about another tough flight home is going to be December the 2nd, 8:15, Monday Night Football, Denver. By the way, Gibbe, I'm pretty sure you and I have gone to Denver 5 times.
It feels like you guys are there every year, honestly. I don't know why it works out that way, but it does.
Four for sure. I don't know about 5, but
I think
four for sure.
Won't this be the 5th? Maybe this will be the 4th.
We went back-to-back years. Then we went last year.
Last year.
And this year.
And I think we went – I don't think the Jabril Peppers one was the first time I ever went to Denver, though.
Because
we had the Jabril Peppers game. We had the game where – Noah Fant had the 75-yard touchdown, and people were unsettled in the locker room post-game.
Mm-hmm.
We had last year's, for sure, and I think there's one more. I could be wrong. We played them a lot. Point is, we play them a lot in Denver. Those are all in like, you're supposed to go to Denver every...
Yeah, and we're playing them 4 or 5 times in the last 5, 6 years.
Yeah, we always
play a lot.
The Denver Broncos. It is a lot.
Let's see. We
start in the 13 season?
No, in 12. That was before us.
Yep.
And then at Cleveland in 15, that was Peyton.
Yep, the sheriff.
18 was at Denver.
That's the night game. And 19
was at Denver.
And then 23.
21 was at Cleveland.
Okay.
On that Thursday night. And then 23.
Okay, so it's the 4th.
4th.
But we've played them a ton.
Well, I mean, we just rattled it off.
Yeah.
We played them 6 times in the 12 years.
That's wild.
Done this.
Pretty wild. You want to just take a look at this in, like, tranches?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do it.
So you knew you were going to have the Cowboys in the opener. And that one's going to have all the feelings. I mean, that's Brady, but that's 4 o'clock on a Sunday I mean, come on. That thing's going to be like the Super Bowl.
Yep.
That game is. And then at Jacksonville the next week, and then Giants and Raiders. Giants here at Raiders. So that's your first four.
I really look at our first six almost because we got 18 weeks.
Got it. That's true. Yeah, I guess we can't really do the – you can't do – you got to go three sixes.
You
I hate not having an even tranche.
I know. We don't. Well, we if we count the bye week.
Count the bye week. Okay,
we
let's go six. Okay, right. So then it goes at Raiders, at Commies, at Eagles.
So
would get you there.
Three straight road games.
Mm-hmm.
Weeks 4, 5, and 6.
Mm-hmm.
Zero divisional games in the first six.
I took note of that, absolutely, that it was surprising that they don't. And, in fact, Pittsburgh's is even worse. They don't play their first divisional game until, like, week 10. It's well in is their first game.
I think it's very odd. You think last year we went division-division to open the season. I think you look at this and you say we've got to be 4-2 here through six.
Well, I think Giants, Raiders, Commies, that's your easiest three-game stretch of the season. By far, you got to win every single one of those.
Yep.
Those are
and
all
then you need to
wins.
Win one of the Jags, Eagles, Cowboys. Two would be even better.
Yeah, one of those three, and you get to 4-2 through the first six. That's what I'm with you on that. That seems to be the number. It's a lot of travel to go to at Vegas and then at Washington, at Philly. Those are two short flights. At Jacksonville. To me, it feels like, I mean, do you want to do the schedule game at some point? I feel like I like us against the Cowboys in the opener.
I do, too.
I think that's going to be nuts. I think Miles.
I think we've kind of reversed the curse there on the opener.
I don't know who's running the ball for them. I think they're a little overvalued. They didn't do anything. They just let people leave.
They've got a very good defense.
They do, but so do we.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they're going to be able to run it. So if they can't run it, then it's just pin your ears on Dak. I like that.
I like that.
You know, I could see a lot of Miles doing crossovers. A little bit of that. Yeah, I like that. I think at Jacksonville's tricky the next week.
But I think that's.
I think we match up well with them.
That is a sneaky, important game in a tiebreaker sense.
Yeah.
Well, and it becomes a monster. I mean, obviously, we're all hoping we start 1-0, but if you did not, that would become a monstrous game.
Yeah. You can pick the order. It feels like a split the first 2 weeks, kind of would be. Is kind of my head.
I'd like
you'd
to be,
certainly to everybody would like to win six in a row.
That's
to start,
why not be 5-0 to start and then head to Philly and take our chances.
Yeah,
in the Berry
but you just
Bowl.
Said 4-2. The
that's
minimum.
What I want. 4-2.
4-2. That would we'd be happy with that. So.
The reality is, you hope you are probably going. You're probably going to have to. Yeah, his brother's in the front office.
I know.
There.
I like
you're going to have to do. You're probably going. The reality is, you typically lose a game you shouldn't.
Correct.
So Giants, Raiders, Commies. You probably need to go 2-1 there. And then you probably need to go 2-1 Cowboys, Jags, Eagles.
Yeah, I
that's probably the best path to 4-2, or most likely. Or we just don't lose to anybody, would be fine.
That'd be great. I think you really need to – you got to beat – this schedule gets so robust at the end that you need to make hay in this stretch.
You have two – one of the things, and I even have to give credit to Tony Grossi because I thought this was some of his finest work.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, look at the Browns schedule like this. Dak Prescott, Trevor Lawrence, Danny Dimes, Gardner Minshew, and
Jaden Daniels.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then you have a four-game tough. Jalen Hurts, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Justin Herbert.
Mm-hmm.
Then it gets a little bit easier again. Derek Carr, Russ or Fields. And then it gets really tough again. Mahomes, Burrow, Tua, Lamar. So you've
look
got
at it through the prism of a quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and you have 8 games that are broken up into 4-game tranches that are going to define the season. And I think if you go 4-4 in those games, you will be in great, great shape. And the four I reference are the four leading into the bye: Eagles, Bengals, Ravens, Chargers, and then the four to close: Chiefs, Bengals, Dolphins, Ravens. Now, the good thing about it is of those 8 games, 5 are at home.
Yeah.
So we've been very good at home. I think of your 8 toughest games, 5 of them are at home. And I'd probably make the Cowboys would be your 6th toughest game or 9th toughest game. That's also at home.
Yeah, and it speaks to, I mean, we have the number one, the hardest schedule in the league.
Based on last year's win. But that's, which is silliness.
I mean, there's, an example, here's the yin and yang of that. the Bengals are going to be one of the toughest teams you play, and their record was garbage last year.
Sure, exactly.
So it evens.
Four
it
teams
even
that
out.
Didn't make the playoffs last year will make the playoffs this year league-wide, and I think mm-hmm. it's happened 30-something straight seasons.
Yeah. All right, so you get through Eagles. There's that 4-2 yep. stretch we were talking about. Then it's three straight at home. You mentioned this. This is Bengals, Ravens, Chargers. I think in our division, I feel like 2-1 in that out of those three is the number that you're looking
yes.
for to go 2-1. They're all at
yes.
home. Win the majority of your home games. You're 6-3 heading into the bye.
Great.
And I think that's a good spot to be. The next four coming out of the bye at New Orleans, Steelers here on
Thursday night.
Then months, you go back to back primetime. You go Thursday night against the Steelers. Then you get that mini bye coming out of it, and then you don't play again until Monday Night Football at Denver. After that, and then at Pittsburgh the following week.
Right. I do think Steelers at home coming off of the road against Saints, that's tricky, and you want to make sure you split those two games. I think
that stretch you got to be 2-2, maybe 3-1.
Yeah.
You should be 3-1. You should be able to handle. If you split with Pittsburgh and you win at New Orleans at Denver, I mean, we don't even know who's quarterbacking Denver.
Agreed.
That's your 3-1 number, which now you're talking about 5, you're 9-3 heading into the finish. And
is brutal. Even 8-4 is probably a reasonable place to be, right? Now you got to have, there's more games that you're off one game somewhere. Because that would only give us 16 games.
Oh, I didn't get to the second Steelers game. Yeah, the second Steelers game. So 9-4 heading into the last four.
Or 8-5. Which gets you to 11-6 or 10-7, which I think feels pretty good. I think you want to split ideally, obviously, these final four. That's not going to be easy. Chiefs at home. You got to put yourself in a position that even 1-3 in the final four gets you in. But Chiefs at home is going to be tough. But then to have to turn around on a short week after the Chiefs and play the Bengals
on Thursday
in
night.
Cincinnati, that's tough. Then you get 10 days. I like the Dolphins come here in December. Late December, Sunday Night Football, I love that, and then at Ravens. And who knows what the stakes will be or where everything will stand for that Week 18 game. But that is a tough – you've got to come into that one 9-4, 8-5. Because if you can go 2-2, then you'd be worst 10-7, which I think gets you in the playoffs.
Yep.
1-3, if you start 9-5, that gets you to 10-4, or if you're 9-4, that gets you to 10-7 as well. I think that's kind of where you've got to be. It's a tough schedule, but there are areas where you get hot, and I think that it is so important to start fast and be in a very good position after week 5. You need to be near the top of your division after week 5.
Yeah, I think you're. Is that take you through commies?
That's right.
Yeah, you got to go into Philly 4-1?
4-1.
4-1 into Philly.
Yes.
That's really critical. If you struggle early, you might get buried. Here's the other. When you look at the other schedules, like I don't know if you guys have taken a look at, for example, Cincinnati's. Cincinnati's kind of sets up like a big time college football program schedule. It's like they open, I think, with the Patriots.
Yep.
Then the next week it's the Chiefs. So every time before they play a banger, they kind of got one that is really manageable. Here, I think I actually have it up. Yeah, here you go. So this, for example, just for comparison's sake, Cincinnati, and us and them seem to be the two. I just think Baltimore is going to – they've had so many losses. I just think they're going to take a step back.
I think so, too.
And I don't think Pittsburgh is all the way here yet and just the uncertainty at quarterback. So I think it's going to be between us and Cincinnati for the division. This is Cincinnati's schedule now juxtaposed to ours. So they are New England at home. They're at Kansas City. Then they get Washington at Carolina. Then they get Baltimore at home, then the Giants, then us, Philly, Vegas, Baltimore, Chargers, bye week, Pittsburgh, Dallas, at Tennessee, us, Denver, Pittsburgh. It's much more evenly distributed. It's like they go good, bad, good, bad kind of throughout. And there's all sorts of – now, it's the NFL. You're not going to win every game you're supposed to win, clearly. But at least on paper for them, it sets up far more navigable to where, I mean, their start's relatively fine.
Yep.
And then they've got some easy games sprinkled in. I mean, what is Denver going to be in late December next year? I mean, who's
Who
even going to be playing on that team in late December? Who knows what's going to be happening with Tennessee in the middle of December? The other thing is you have to remember too, like you look at the Chargers, like that Chargers game here we have the week before the bye. What are the Chargers going to be? They have no receivers.
Ladd McConkey.
Yeah. One dude. And Herbert's awesome. We
and
love
hopefully,
it.
I mean, they have to hope that Quentin Johnson, who they drafted in the first round a year ago.
Didn't show much, though.
No.
And, you know, they invested in running backs, but, like, in free. I mean, it's like J.K. Dobbins with a leg and Gus Edwards. They just took Baltimore's.
Yeah.
So I don't know that they're serious people, the Chargers.
I don't think they are.
They just have a stud quarterback, and I think Harbaugh will get them playing. He's a great coach, so he'll get them playing and rowing in the right direction. But that's one of those ones that you really have to take advantage of. Yeah, so it is the finish is absolutely brutal, and you're going to have to make some hay early on.
I'm shocked, and this is something Gibbe brought up yesterday, and I would never have guessed that we play the Eagles, Bengals, Ravens, Chargers, Steelers in Pittsburgh, Chiefs at home all at 1 o'clock. I'm shocked that the only 4 o'clock game we have that's actually kicks off in the Eastern time zone is the Cowboys. Week 1.
Let me introduce you to the new flex setup for 2024.
All right, I have my pen.
And then I've got some additional news for y'all.
Go ahead. Let's go. I got my pen out.
Where the NFL this year can flex Sunday games to Monday night.
Really?
Yes. And they only need 12 days advance notice to do so.
Okay.
Thursday night games can now be flexed, but the league has to give 28 days notice.
Wow. Good
so
luck with that.
Here's the deal. Sunday night football can be flexed weeks 5 through 10. They can flex twice in that time frame.
Okay.
They can also flex weeks 11 through 17 at the league's discretion. So they can go as many times as they want to on a flex.
Okay.
Monday night football, weeks 12 through 17 at the league's discretion. So Monday night football flexing starts week 12.
So both of our Monday night football game would be in that window.
Correct. Thursday night football flexing starts week 13 through 17. They can flex twice.
Very likely one would.
Sunday afternoons can now be shifted between 1 p.m., 4:05, or 4:25, as well as can be moved to Sunday night, Monday night, or Thursday night at any time.
All right.
What's the point of the schedule?
What's the point of the schedule?
Correct.
Like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Why put the times on it? Just say when you're playing each team.
Yeah.
Like, how stupid. Just play in week
one,
you're playing
Dallas.
So now we
can flex everything after week 5.
Yeah. Like, other than the ones that they needed for up fronts, they should have just say, in week 10, you're playing these guys.
Right.
And then we'll decide what it's going to be when we get there.
Right.
I mean, what a bunch of nonsense.
Nonsense.
Correct. Here you go. You want nonsense?
Yeah.
Here's the – I just want Zagura to look at the camera as I deliver this.
He's bracing.
Give you preseason game week number 3.
First lips.
At Seattle. That's a 7 p.m. kick time Pacific.
What?
10 o'clock Eastern, I was just notified by our PR department.
What? 10 Eastern kick?
Correct. I was like, this better not be a joke. I'm going on the air with this right now. Not a joke. 10 p.m. Eastern time kick. 7 p.m. local time. I go, this is not right.
What are we talking
so we're not,
about?
We're not going to be – we will not be in the air until 2:30 Eastern, best case scenario.
Oh, very best case, right?
Game will end at
4 hours.
Game will end at 1.
On Sunday, if we're lucky.
Game will end at 1.
Yeah, around. Well, it's 3 hours?
Yeah, 3 hours.
Yeah.
And then hopefully night and out. How far was the airport in Seattle? Not close.
It was not close. And because you're going to the West Coast with 90 players,
wear me a giant
that's a big plane, and you've got to
load everything.
And you got to take everything. You can't truck anything.
We're not going to be in the air until 3.
And you know how long it takes to load the plane.
And it's...
I unloaded it and loaded it last time.
That's going to be, yeah, I think we're going to land around 8.
Why would they do that?
This feels like a big...
I feel like if you're the, like... You know, a big L luminary could say, hey, why don't we just swap this out? Isn't it? I mean,
Why don't
like
we just
NFL week?
If you want us
preseason.
To play the Packers and the Vikings, why don't we do one of those on the road? Seattle wants to come here. They get to make up the time on the way home. They knock themselves out.
I want to see if I can.
I'm trying to look it up on the Seattle website.
That can't
to
be right.
Make sure that that's true. But
all games have to be listed as Eastern.
All right. I'm going to find you guys. Okay. So, for example, just so our audience understands, here is the rest of the preseason week three schedule: Chicago, Kansas City, decent proximity. Indy, Cincinnati. That's a bus, kids. Jacksonville, Atlanta. Miami, Tampa Bay. Hold, please, Mr.
Just, can you? Okay.
I'm going to
emphasize
find
our division because that's what I'm curious about.
Okay. Indy at Cincinnati. Baltimore at Green Bay.
Indy at Cincinnati.
That's a bus. That's what I said.
It Baltimore at Green Bay.
Baltimore at Green Bay.
That's a flight for them.
And it doesn't feel like Pittsburgh plays at all.
Excuse me?
They're not on the schedule. Maybe because they're playing the Hall of Fame game?
No. Do they play like on – do they play Friday?
I have
do
the Thursday, Friday. I don't think I'm missing them. I have the Thursday.
Would it be Sunday?
That lists only 22 teams, so there are five games that are
aren't on there.
Have their preseason games.
Okay. All right. So either way, all right. Here's your solution, though. I'm going to give you a solution. The Los Angeles Chargers. Now we couldn't do this because we play them.
So
Arizona is playing Denver. Like Washington's playing New England. The problem here is like, do we have Houston on the schedule this year? Well, you
no.
can't do that because you can't go divisionally.
No.
Because the Rams play at Houston, but you can't have the Rams play. Can you do preseason games in the division?
No.
No, you
okay,
don't.
Okay, so you can't do that. The Chargers are at Dallas, but you can't do that.
The Rams and Chargers should be playing each other in the preseason.
Yes.
That should be
and
the
Houston
final.
Should play it, Dallas.
That's what
Houston
the Jets play, and the Giants do in the
everybody,
preseason.
It should have been like, what happened to us and the Bears and us and the Lions every year in the preseason?
Yeah.
The Battle of the Barge.
Yes. It should be us and the Lions. This is not hard. This is should be the final preseason game should be as geographically easy as is possible.
The only I
so
mean
Seattle,
is NFL
Denver?
Network going to take Denver? Our take the broadcast? Is that
what game starts at 10 Eastern? I don't believe it.
We just looked up on the Seattle site and it says TBD. So maybe not, but being told by a couple people on our Slack channel that is it indeed.
I've never heard of such a thing, to be quite honest with you.
I've never heard, like, in 12 years, we've never gone to the West Coast. We everything's within an hour or two-hour flight.
Right. Yeah, you should be playing Detroit or Chicago, quite honestly. Pittsburgh preseason week three at Detroit. So they got Detroit. They should play. They play Buffalo week two. Who does Vegas play?
That's a competitive advantage.
It's a huge competitive
now you, the
advantage.
The good news is you get two. I mean, the Still, game's on August 24th. You don't play again until September 8th. But that's an annoying.
Yeah, there's no way we're – there's no – like, someone said it this morning in our meeting. I was in there like, well, maybe we'll stay over like we did against Jacksonville.
Yes.
It was like,
yes. Yes. Okay.
But are you going to want to
– I would much rather
– all the. I know you would, but like as an organization, you want all of those hotels? Like you're going to be talking about 300 rooms.
Well, not only that, but you got to start cutting people.
Yeah, you got to get people out the
door.
I got
a feeling this is we're going home.
Like who do the Raiders? Raiders preseason?
That is this will be the tough that this is the worst preseason game we've ever had.
And it has zero bearing.
No, it's totally, yeah. Yeah, that's tough. All right. Great job out of our video team.
Yeah.
The reveal at the end with Pete Weber was amazing. And apparently on the anniversary of when he did it, I think he did that down in Columbus.
Oh, really?
I think that was
the
scene of the crime. I'm him. I'm pretty sure that was.
I am.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I'm
pretty
sure.
The whole marketing department helped. And I know Z was part of the shoot. There were a number of people in the marketing department that were helping with logistics and moving stuff around and doing stuff. So.
Kibbe, at the time of your recording, did you know that you were ordering me around, like going into it?
I was approached 48 hours ago, and I said, with pleasure.
With pleasure.
And I recorded 5 minutes worth of various things that I said to you.
Sunshine.
So good. The sunshine.
Sunshine.
So good. It was beautiful.
I'm so excited. Still under his yoke.
Still under his yoke. Well, it's a bye week.
It's a bye week.
What do you want me to do?
The Lebowski poster with Stefanski was incredible. If you actually zoom in on it.
Yeah. The little Easter eggs were really good.
Yeah. In this break, I'm going to show you the commercial that it's modeled after. And then I think you're going to be like, wow, they really
crushed that. Yeah. Well, they did anyway. And I think that's what's cool about it is even if you were unaware of that, which I was, it still lands the plane very, very well. Get your Browns single game tickets now for all of the great matchups at Cleveland Browns Stadium this season. Visit clevelandbrowns.com/2024tickets or call 440-891-5050 to purchase today. We'll go over some of the other things that the NFL did with the schedule, including the amount of money it's going to cost you if you actually want to watch all of these games, because, boy, did they get bold with that. We're off and running. Cleveland Browns Daily brought to you by Ballybet, sports betting partner your Cleveland Browns, now live in Ohio on 850 ESPN Cleveland.
Cleveland Browns Daily, brought to you by Ballybet, now live in Ohio on 850 ESPN Cleveland.
And Browns fans, check out Vivid Seats' official fan experience packages this season's games. Purchase Vivid Seats' terraced experience seats and score club access parking, pregame field pass. Visit vividseats.com to learn more. We ranked Yahoo didn't know what they're... This would be my hunch is that Yahoo didn't get it.
Whoever we were did, 16.
Yahoo right. was like, it's a bowling thing.
So they didn't. See, I think it lands even without the reference to the McUltra commercial.
But the reference even gives you.
But then once you get watch that, which I did in the break, then it's an even bigger a bigger part of it.
Listen, they're a bunch of idiots.
They are.
Washington Post, five, number three total and awful announcers. Those are the places of consequence.
That's where you need to be.
That's right where you need to be.
My buddy Ben Kubel, thank you for putting Awful Announcing and Washington Post together, linked.
Yes.
Forever is greatness and his sites of consequence.
They
Top
are.
Five, Chargers, Pats, Eagles, Steelers, Falcons. Chargers always crush this. I'm not going to pretend I watched all of these. Which ones jumped out to you guys other than ours? I thought the Bengals was brutal.
Chargers.
That was awful, but they don't care about any of that.
The Chargers was great.
They always kill it. They did the
Sims.
Yeah, the Sims.
That was our Allie Raymond.
Oh, Allie's there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Good job out of her.
I mean, they were topical. Mm-hmm. They were current.
Yeah.
On the Kansas City Chiefs game. Quite good there.
They were.
They had some very, very good things. Even in ours, like there were boxes for Whedon and Couch in there. Like they had, it was a lot of, you need like a magnifying glass though to get everything in there. But yeah, very good. The Patriots was a Goodwill Hunting knockoff with Julian Edelman and Gronk.
Okay.
It was great.
That feels like that would be great.
It's worth going back and watching that one.
All right.
I didn't see the Eagles, didn't see the Falcons.
The Eagles one was weird. It was like a therapist, like when I hold this logo up, and it was like they're fans, and it was
okay.
It was kind of dark.
The Steelers one was they had James Harrison, Debo, sit down with various players who'd come in and try to tell like a joke to try to make him laugh.
Okay.
About an opponent.
Yeah.
And it,
he did not laugh.
No. I bet not.
Did he laugh at the end? I didn't watch the whole thing. Like, I got it after a few of them. Like, I was like, I get it. I don't know if he ever actually laughed.
The last one. But I was like, it's not awful. And you know how much that pains me to say.
No, theirs was good.
What did the Falcons do?
Yeah, what did the Falcons do?
I don't know. I didn't see that one.
Yeah, I didn't see that one either.
The Rams one's incredible. So it's asking McVay about various plays the last time they played the opponent or some fact that happened in the game last time they played the opponent. And like he like has it all.
Playing off his photographic memory stuff.
Outrageous.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a sucker for those. It's sometimes I'll find myself, if I am scrolling for I like those mechanical press things. So I did like Kansas City.
Didn't two teams do that?
I don't know. I saw Kansas City's. It wasn't the most aware, but I like seeing things get pressed through a press. It's a win for me. It's not on this level.
It's not 17 games worth.
It's not, but I like seeing things get compressed.
So the Falcons did like, there was a video game called NFL Street.
Oh yeah.
Okay. And they remade that using the players.
Oh, my.
Okay.
So last year's big one was, like, the Titans with, you know, the man on the street, or, like, guess who that opponent is. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And there was a girl that, like,
with the Titans,
a young lady that lit it up. Well, she hosts it this year. They ran it back, but she hosted it.
Yes.
It that should have been a top five.
Yeah. The good, gimmick was so good that it worked again.
Yeah.
All right, I'll put that down as one.
Yeah, the Titans were good. We're a top five. Wall Street Journal put us in the top five.
There you go.
Yes.
ESPN, awful announcing. They all had us in the top five.
Yeah. No, it was great. The Weber reveal at the end of ours was so cool that he was the – and then the timing of that, the anniversary of it and and all of it. All right, in terms of the big picture things with the schedule – the Panthers and Patriots, underdogs every game this year. The Panthers are the only team with no primetime games. They do play in Germany against the Giants. Boy, talk about doing the Germans wrong. Can I interest you in the Giants and Panthers? Gross.
Oh, ridiculous.
You can't give them anything? Let's just, like, give London one of those. London gets games every year. Go give them give them one headliner.
By the way, speaking of the Giants, what the heck are those uniforms?
Oh, we'll get to that.
Is that later?
He's got it in.
It's later.
We'll get there.
I felt like we were in around the league kind of.
No, this is just around.
This is just schedules. We're just scheduling. Stay within the lane.
Jeez. Okay.
Must keep your hands in the cart at all times.
Let's go, Sunshine.
Stop it. That's brutal, though. That's absolutely brutal.
Terrible.
On the other hand, the 49ers are favored in every one of their games.
Every one.
Because they must have Kansas City at. Kansas City's there.
You know, Pedro's feeling better when he's texting me about. Niners are the only team with four opponents coming off bye weeks. Guess the NFL would prefer a different team in the NFC Championship.
Oh, conspiracy! Pedro's back.
He's back. So he's
where'd he ever go? Nowhere.
Nowhere.
Even when things are dicey health wise, conspiracy Pedro thriving.
The 49ers' rest differential is one of the worst since 2002.
The rest differential?
Yep.
Vegas would tend to disagree with you, Pedro, as he has them favored in every game.
It was going to be hard for the Niners to surpass their league worst minus 20 rest differential from last season. Rest differential is the difference between a team's number of days off between games and their opponent's number of days off between games. In 2023, San Francisco's minus 20 rest differential was the league's worst and sixth worst since 2002. Alas, in 2024, it's even worse. It's a whopping minus 22, eclipsing last year's mark and landing as the third worst differential since 2002. Only the 2012 Eagles and 2017 Giants were worse. Philly finished that year 4-12, while the Giants finished 3-13.
Pedro.
A key factor in the 49ers' poor
rest differential. He even talks like – he texts like that, a key factor?
No. This is from the article that he sent.
I thought this was all him texting this
No. It's the four teams coming off – a key factor. They play four teams coming off their byes.
All right. There you go. The Browns, of course, as we alluded to, will not play our first divisional opponent until week 7 when we play the Bengals. I alluded to this. I'm sorry, Gibby. I didn't mean to step on this in your work.
Stay in your lane, bro.
Hands in the cart. Got it. Come on. Stay in. I didn't see this. Steelers do not play a divisional game until week 11 when they play the Ravens at home. Six of their last 8 games against divisional opponents. Non-divisional opponents are the Eagles and Philly.
They could go 0-8.
They could.
Good.
The Bills, Browns, Bears, Vikings are the only teams in the league scheduled for 3 straight road games. We come back to Cleveland after a road stretch for 3 home games before the bye. The other thing that is pretty damn noteworthy here, I'm getting a lot that the Falcons release was great. So I got to
watch it.
I'm going to write that down as we need to watch Falcons. We'll check those out in the break. So I need to watch Falcons, Titans, and Patriots in the break. This is the most aggressive by 100-fold the NFL has ever been with streamers. It's remarkable. Let me ask you guys this, and maybe you guys have the answer. I don't know. Who is the broadcast team on Netflix?
They're working that out.
I bet.
There's a lot of speculation that they're just going to take one of the networks. Remember how CBS or Fox used to do the Thursday night games?
But would
you? They'll do that with Netflix.
Would you allow, if you are... I mean, this is a competitor of yours now. You're going to be bidding for games going forward. You will all have streaming services now. You saw the news today that Warner and ESPN and Fox are going together. I think it's called Venue. What does that mean? I have no clue. I don't have any idea.
So is Venue Sports different? Is it just sports? It's Venue.
Just for streaming sports, for the Disney products, the Warner properties, and the Fox properties, because Fox doesn't have a streamer. But if TNT loses NBA, then I don't even know. I've got nothing at that point.
Okay.
So, all right, this is from Monson. Sam Monson, PFF. 23-week NFL season, weeks one through the Super Bowl. If you want preseason, he writes, that's on you. This is what it's going to cost you. If you go YouTube TV, so I'm Spectrum, however you get your TV. YouTube TV, $73 a month. You're going to need 6 months of it, $438. NFL Sunday ticket.
I think that's an unfair inclusion. That's your basic television.
He writes that. Okay. He writes that. If you want to watch all the games, NFL Sunday ticket, $350. But I don't need that. I would do, I always get Red Zone. I don't need ticket. Peacock. The Brazil game is on Peacock exclusive, and it's safe to assume a playoff game will be there too. So
and
2 months.
They've got a regular season game the Sunday before or the Saturday before Christmas.
All right, so 3 months of Peacock, $6 times three, $18. ESPN Plus, we know that they have an exclusive game now. I have that in a bundle with Hulu and Disney Plus, but that's $11 is the cheapest you can get that. Netflix, the Christmas exclusive, is $7 is the cheapest option. I've never seen a Netflix option for $7. God bless you if that exists. Amazon, $15 a month. You'll need 44 months of that for $60. Total, assuming lowest cost plans and paying only for months you need, $878 across a 23-week football season, $38 a week for 23 weeks of NFL football if you wanted all of it. And I don't think that has all of it. I think there's one other thing. Because he's got ESPN Plus in there. Yeah. So this is as aggressive as they've ever been. And here's how this happens. You pay all of this money for the television shows, which is all of this is, if you're one of these providers, and you say, this will force people to sign up for our streamer. So when will live sports stop being leveraged against the consumer for the streamers? When will that be done? I have all of this stuff anyway.
So do I. Yeah.
So I'm already paying for all this
stuff. I don't think it's going to stop.
No. College football will be in the same spot.
It is wild that the NFL, though, and obviously it was because it was so much more profitable to go to Amazon, that they let the NFL network lose a game.
I'm surprised that they didn't, because there are no games on NFL network this
year. Nothing.
The London games. Or the overseas games are all NFL Network.
I'm surprised the NFL didn't farm out the NFL Network to Netflix or Amazon to have them do their stuff.
Yep.
Just take our production.
Yep.
Just pay us for our production. Why wouldn't you do that? What? Skip the step. Like, you already have the infrastructure. It's there.
Now Irv's gone.
Oh, I know. That pregame show on Thursday nights was amazing.
It was the best.
And it's gone. Yeah. The Netflix thing I'm fascinated by, like what they do with their team. Like if you're CB, like you're not letting Nance go to do a Netflix game. No way. Now, if I'm Fox, I'm paying Brady $300 million over 10 years. He's not doing a Netflix game.
By the way,
Netflix and Amazon compete.
Greg Olson should go do it because they just took $7 million out of his pocket.
They took his money back?
Oh, yeah. He lost $7 million.
Can you believe that?
No, I don't understand that. Who negotiated his contract?
Because he got paid if he was the lead was this salary. If he was number two, it was that salary.
Oh, well,
and now
that's...
Brady is...
The job has changed. If it's in the contract...
I know, but to say that because you're working with... You're doing the second best game is $500,000 less a week, basically, is crazy. It's crazy.
It is, but I get it. I mean, it sucks. Like, they have enough to obviously be okay with it. To me, it looks bad. It's not worth $7
million. That's what I
for the look of it.
Yes.
I understand why you would do it because these are different jobs.
But it's not worth it for the look of it.
No, for the look.
Yeah.
The look's terrible.
The look is pathetic.
Hey, you did a great job. By the way, he did a great job.
Mm-hmm. He did a great job. He has an out, I guess, at any time. But only if a network offers him the number one. I'm like, well, who's leaving the number one chair anytime soon?
He was great. This is the reality. He's Greg Olson. He's not Tom Brady. He's not Tony Romo. He's not that.
Troy
he's a tight end. He's not Aikman. He's not. And life ain't fair, but he's not a star. So, look, our good buddy Charles Davis is awesome on the NFL. Awesome.
Great.
But there's a ceiling.
He's at it.
He's hitting it. Spielman used to be great on football, but he was a linebacker. Right? Like, you have to be... These guys are the face of the network now. It's not Ted Danson. Jerry Seinfeld, the cast of Friends.
Sad.
It's Jerry. These people.
Jerry.
He had a good week.
Okay, great week. Absolutely crushed
just
it.
Just crushed it.
You should have been dialed into that. You should have been locked in.
Yeah, it was very good.
It was at your school.
It was, yeah. All right, we will get back to the NFL and the schedule, some of the winners and losers coming up. We'll get into your Giants uniforms as well. Coming up next, I don't know what – I'm more interested in what was published after the Cavs game than the Cavs game. We'll get to that coming up next. Cleveland Browns Daily, 850 ESPN Cleveland.
Cleveland Browns Daily, brought to you by Ballybet, now live in Ohio on 850 ESPN Cleveland.
And Bo here for my team at Renew Home Exteriors. Is it time to update the exterior of your home? Tired of the same old vinyl siding? You know that you are. Receive 10% off Renew's luxury composite clad siding during the spring siding sale. Composite not only outshines vinyl, but it comes in 20 vibrant, maintenance-free colors to suit your style. Imagine a stunning exterior without the hassle. Renew your home with Renew Home Exteriors composite clad siding. Renew Home Exteriors, superior products and superior service. Visit RenewEstimate.com for more. So, what, this thing hit at 10:30 last night?
Less than an hour after the game.
Less than an hour.
Houston, all is not well.
Right, but like, this is like a year's worth of reporting dropped. When was this ready?
Prior
like a week
to,
ago, yes. Prior to the postseason? Like,
yes.
And they've just added to it? Like, if this is, it's a year's worth of data dropping post-game of an elimination game?
I mean, that's just burying.
There's so much to it. It's comprehensive reporting, but just the way that it was done, like there was no some of this. And one thing that's going to bug me is people are going to come and say, "Oh yeah, everybody knew that." Well, no, everybody didn't know that. I didn't know Evan Mobley said, "Don't draft me." I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I didn't know that. I mean, I said this earlier this week when again, I wasn't watching every Cavs game all year, but I said this earlier this week. Like, it's very clear that Mitchell and Garland are duplicitous. You don't need them both.
Yes.
And there's they don't you can't play off each other. Like, you could tell that just watching a little bit here.
Yep.
What did you guys make of this?
Allen supposedly didn't want to get a shot so he could go play. He's turning that down.
I mean, they're burying everybody. They body bagged everybody. But there wasn't any whisper of much of this.
Who do you think is, when you're saying that they body bagged everybody, who do you think they were?
Who benefits?
Yes.
I don't know.
I mean, the article started off with Kobe Altman body bagging his own coach after a coach played Spider 45 minutes in a January game.
Yeah. It paints Donovan pretty well.
That's who I. So my read on it was because he was the only one that seemed to come out of this looking the best, is that he obviously had something to do with it, and it's his. He's now going to be in. And everybody's saying he's going to sign the max extension and stay, or at least that's the thought right now in the league.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what it is, and so he's going to be able to get his story out, so they can get rid of some of the people that he doesn't think fits his team.
But would
I do think it's crazy that none of them played. I think it's wild. I mean, I think it's like Jared Allen couldn't get like a flak jacket on.
Yeah, go give it a go.
And give it a go.
Yeah.
If you're able to shoot free throws, you're able to lift your arms over your head.
Yeah. Well they like obviously have huge culture problems.
Yeah.
But what's I mean, like you the daily, there was no talk of this.
No.
So then it just bombs out of nowhere, and it's like everybody knew it was going to be a big season. Everybody knew JB is going to get fired after the season. Like, I feel like all those things are known, but like, geez, I thought the timing was really weird.
That
with
quickly,
how comprehensive
I mean,
it was. Like,
they're not even on the plane home yet at that point.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't.
That
was an athletic article, wasn't it?
Yes.
It was disappointing.
Yeah,
I mean,
really
the
was.
Effort was there the last two games. You just don't have
the
horses.
They competed.
At one point, they put a graphic up that had Marcus Morris with 20 and Jason Tatum with 22.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is untenable. Yes. There's no possibility here. It's funny. They're only down, I think, 6.5 or 7. Yeah. They were down 6.5 and 7 after 3.
They played.
At no point did I think they would win.
No.
There wasn't a single second watching the game last night that I thought they're going to win.
No.
Not for a second.
Not one. No, they
it was all fool's gold.
They were outmatched, brother. I mean, like, they were just they were completely outmatched.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's going to be a very summer. Fascinating offseason.
Yeah.
It is, and I think this article is a way also to kind of drum up a little bit of interest, obviously, right? In the team, even though their season is over, right? I mean, also, a lot of people are talking about this. Was an article that got a great deal of attention. So I think maybe they're fine with that.
It's one of those things where you had LeBron for so long. Every time you had him, you thought, "Let's go win the title."
Yep.
And the reality is that putting that together is brutally hard. It is so hard to do. You think of the teams that have been at it, who have drafted high. Look at Sacramento for 20 years. They were 20 years ago, the Weber, Bibby, Divac, Stojakovic. Like, they were on the cusp, man.
Absolutely.
On the cusp. And they spent 20 years around. Look at Portland. That's another team that was on the cusp in the late 2000s. They were one of the model organizations in the league, really, from the 70s to the early 2000s. They've been off the grid. They landed Dame and still couldn't get to – I don't even think they got to a West Final. It's really hard to build something that works in the sense of a championship. And what's odd about this to me is, like, I think Mitchell's 27, Garland's 24, I think Allen's 26 and Mobley's 22. So that
he played like a big.
He played great, but they're young dudes, man.
Yes,
like theoretically, they should be able to grow together. Now, again, I would probably Garland or if Mitchell doesn't want to be here, then I move Garland for some more size and shooting because you don't need two of them; they're redundant. But to me, that would be the thing, and then you just tweak the rest of the roster because you're very close. Like, what spots out there? Like, where are better spots? It's hard.
For Donovan?
Just so hard to build a champion.
No, you've got to draft. I mean, look, even the Spurs got Wemby and didn't even make the playoffs.
No, right. Yeah. You need
the
like
Magic,
several.
I think, are going to be good.
Yeah, but they got to get two more. I mean, they got the dude. Now you got to get a couple of guys to go with him.
Yeah.
You don't need stars. You need role players who play together.
Who can shoot.
The Denver model. Super duper star in the middle, and then guys who can shoot and are everywhere else. I mean, that's the league at this point.
Yeah.
Absolutely wild. All right, we will rank the Browns 17 games 17-1 based on our excitement for the game. Plus, so we're going to do a little higher, lower, a little better, worse on that. We'll have a little fun with this, like the road trip. Best recommended road trip. There's some great ones. Obviously, there's one that's a no-brainer, but there's some other good ones that are out there as well. We'll get into that coming up next. Second hour, you listen to Cleveland Browns Daily, brought to you by Ballybet, sports betting partner, your Cleveland Browns, and live in Ohio on 850 ESPN Cleveland.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Cleveland Browns Daily, brought to you by Ballybet, now live in Ohio on 850 ESPN Cleveland.
Browns fans, you want to go to Vegas for this year's Browns game? Maybe New Orleans? True Fan Travel, official fan experience partner of your Cleveland Browns, hosting premium trip packages for Browns fans. Visit truefantravel.com today and reserve your ultimate Browns travel experience. This is where I am with Vegas versus New Orleans. Vegas is going to be outrageous, spectacular. You can do that as big as you want to do it. New Orleans is sneaky good. And it's really navigable.
You love New
Orleans. Walking. You're walking, though. You can walk. I'm a big can-I-walk guy. You can stay at a great hotel, gamble, Bourbon Street, have one of the best meals of your life.
Give me the JW on Bourbon Street.
And you can walk right to the stadium.
We will not be gambling.
I'm saying for the fans.
For the fans, yeah.
I'm saying for the fans.
I think New Orleans is great.
Buddy, we've got, look, Bally Bet. We're presented by Bally Bet. Our fans can.
They sure can.
Yeah. So I'm saying go down there. It says it right there.
Buddy.
Buddy. Come on, buddy boy.
It was Buddy Garrity. Buddy Garrity.
But no, I think those are both elite. Elite.
I've had friends text me, numerous friends from the West Coast, from the middle part of the country, like, hey, I think I'm going to go to Vegas. I go,
everybody,
I can't meet up with you. I don't know what we're going to be allowed to do or where we're even going to be staying.
You'll be at that lake.
That's what I think,
they,
too.
Was it the NFL draft was out there and they held?
The 49ers stayed.
The 49ers for the Super Bowl were out there. You're going to be out at that lake.
I think we'll be at Caesars.
What'd you say?
I said Caesars. I think we're going to be at Caesars.
Oh, do you?
I'd love to be.
I bet
I
you
love
would.
Caesars.
Who doesn't?
It's the best.
Fantastic. So great. They're all great.
Caesar used to live here.
How does that even begin to go? I don't know how that trip works because
you're gonna stay.
We're not allowed to be in a casino. We're not allowed to walk through a casino.
They need to amend that stuff.
I don't know how they're gonna do this.
I'm sure there's obviously there's a blueprint that's been done.
Yeah,
work for all of you guys.
Good news, stadium very close proximity to the airport.
Boy, is it!
Yeah,
really couldn't be closer.
Yeah,
that's gonna be great.
That'll be great.
I'm pumped for that.
I wish I could take the golf clubs.
Really? I've never gotten the itch to play golf in Vegas.
Oh, I'll take you an hour outside. I'll take you to the fabulous Mesquite Resort, baby.
Well, in Wolf Creek there somewhere?
Yeah.
That's up there.
Ooh, I'd like to go play to Wolf Creek.
Go play Wolf Creek,
boys. It's an hour away.
From Vegas?
Yeah. Mesquite.
I fly. Anytime I go there, we fly into Vegas.
Yeah, it's nothing.
Hop in a car and go.
Oh, baby.
Yeah, that might be the money ticket right there for you boys to go up there and play Wolf Creek.
Maybe we go in.
That feels like that would be like.
Maybe we got to talk to the luminary. Say, maybe we should go in on Friday.
A little Friday.
Have Saturday wide open for a little.
Yeah, it's a quick flight
Wolf
anyway.
Creek.
You guys could cruise up to Wolf Creek. Yeah, I'd rather play that
we've
than
only
Shadow
got
Mountain.
Two,
or what's
like,
the one that's not Shadow Mountain? What that's the desert. What's
like
the one?
The wind
one. Yeah, I don't care about any of that. But I would like to. I'd like to do that.
Wolf Creek. I have odds.
It looks like
course.
Like playing
it's
golf
fantastic.
At Cedar Point.
Yeah, looks like playing like a video game.
Yeah,
but it's real.
Yeah, that's when anytime we play the video game on the Xbox, the boys always want to play Wolf Creek because of the, like, there's 700-yard holes and stuff. Like, that's awesome. Jacksonville, I'm not a big fan of Jacksonville, but that can be a fun trip. Be a
It'll
lot
be
of Browns
warm,
fans at that
a little
one.
Sultry.
It would be. Vegas speaks for itself. DC, Philly, I'm sure Philly's great.
We would just spend a
You guys were just there, though, for a week.
We spent a year
spent
there.
A year, 1 week there.
Yeah.
Denver, you've
it
spent
did
a
feel
million.
Like it. Even it felt that way to coach.
Direct flights for Denver, though. That's always a win.
Denver, we've done board with it. I've done
Denver,
it.
Denver, in December, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're true.
That's a hit or miss.
Yeah. I think clearly Vegas will be the number one road trip, and then I think number two would be New Orleans.
And in division, if you haven't gone, Baltimore is an awesome one. Stay on the Inner Harbor.
Yes, it is.
Go to Izumi. Get yourself a great meal.
Or Little Italy.
There are plenty of places. Tons of great
food. The food scene is.
And then.
The Horseshoe came in on Saloon.
It's an incredible.
We'll see you there till 3 a.m.
He's on it. He's on it today.
And then we will. And then you get. I think it's a great stadium. I really do. I think it's a great environment.
Yeah. It is. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Very much. All right. Time for a little higher or lower.
Yeah.
We're going to rank them.
Yeah, do you guys want to rank them?
I'm fine with it. Presented by Keep It Fun Ohio from the Ohio Lottery. Remind you to set the time and spending limits while gambling. Number one most excited Browns game of the year for me, it's the opener. You get the Cowboys in the opener, 425. Come on, the build-up to that is going to be electric factory. The weather's going to be perfect. There's not going to be a cloud over only downtown. Yeah, I mean, that's the one for me. That's the one seed. Is that your one seed?
I actually think my one seed is going to be December 15th against the Chiefs.
It was in consideration. The thing about it is just December 15th versus September 8th.
I also feel like I have a chance to get my children to go to that game.
Oh, my kid from Paris texted me in the middle of the night going, I get dibs on your tickets for Kansas City.
Oh, you really think she's going to be at that game?
She's coming home with him. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
great.
Yeah.
I was like, Adriana, we'll have this conversation.
What do you mean?
I didn't think of it. I haven't thought about it.
My kids were both. I was like, would you guys consider coming to a Browns game? They're like, Kansas City.
They're all
right,
in?
Finished Kansas City game.
All right.
So that's my one.
All right. I'd have that, too, on the list. In consideration for three, well, let's do this. Let's throw the division games out.
That takes you down to 11 games.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Let's throw the division games.
Young Brock can't have that idea.
Yeah, because quite honestly, like the division games are all awesome. Just awesome. So let's throw those out. So let's go none. All right. So now I think I'm looking at if we got a great, relatively mild, 37 degree, no windish day, December 29th, Miami feels great. I'm rolling the dice on weather.
Sunday
day,
but okay, even, you might have
a
chance.
Third for me.
Yeah, third, Miami. I have it third.
I'm fine with that.
Sunday like, during the day, you could be in the 50s. We've been in the 50s before in December.
Vegas for me is number four for a multitude of reasons. Number one, I've not been in that stadium, and that'll be a nice one to cross off the list because then I don't know really what I have left, if anything. I don't think I do. And it's Vegas. You fine with that as four?
It's the difference. The thing with Vegas, I just wanted to see what...
I think they're a better team than the Saints, too.
Yeah, so like last year on the week of that game, it was 43 degrees here.
Yeah, it'd be perfect.
On the December game. And there was a 52. It was actually 59 on Christmas last year.
That's what I mean.
57, 50. Like if it's a mild... That's money. Like at night against the Dolphins in a cool night, but not a brutal. That's a win. I can't put the Raiders ahead of the Eagles though. Just because Minshew, you want to go to Vegas,
I
mean, like, just in terms of like the games, I would have Eagles fourth.
All right, I'd go Eagles five. I'd go Eagles five, and then I think I would go Jags six.
I would go Jags 5, probably. That's a really interesting. And I'm keeping the locations out of it. I'm just doing it from the perspective of the games.
When are you doing Vegas?
I mean, I don't.
Vegas ain't
gonna
really be good.
They're not good. Minshew's starting. Like, I don't need to
Devontae
see that.
Devontae Adams.
It's Minshew, dude. Come on.
Dude, by the way.
Minshew mania.
Let me just tell you something right now.
Like, I'm more interested in Jaden Daniels' play than Minshew.
Perhaps one of the most fun games that we had all of last year was against Gardner Minshew.
The Colts.
That Colts game was awesome.
Well, right, but we are going to be having Deshaun Watson at quarterback this time around.
Yeah.
So it'll go better.
Well, we won. I just hope it goes
I know
the
he
same.
Started that game, but like...
I'd like it to go
we're gonna have,
just
we're gonna
as
have
good.
A healthy
but Minshew
Deshaun.
Minshew played pretty well against us.
You can't sell me on Minshew, no matter how much you love Las Vegas.
I do love Las Vegas.
All right. So I got Jacksonville 5.
I'm already
I mean, I think the worst ones are like...
Let's do it. It's easier to do it that way. So 11
for
me
is Denver.
The worst
game
is
Denver is the last. 10, I would probably go
Giants.
Giants. Yeah.
I would probably,
not Commies?
I'd probably go
Commies. They got the rookie quarterback, though. I like
Commies 9.
See, you guys are doing it from the standpoint of you guys are going to the game. I'm doing it from the standpoint of you're watching the game. What matchup am I most excited for? Yeah, but at least they get a rookie quarterback.
Yeah, but I prefer the Saints over them, so the Saints go 8.
I mean, I would rather watch like Jaden Daniels against our defense than Minshew.
No, stop.
I would
stop it.
So then the rest, like Saints, Saints, Raiders, Commies. I would probably have the Chargers would be the next on the good side of it. They'd probably be in there like seven.
Oh,
six
I should
or
have
seven.
The Chargers way
maybe
higher.
The Chargers.
You know,
six.
I love. I have a great affection for the Chargers.
I'd go Chargers six after Jaguars is the way I would do that.
I'll make them seven.
Yeah, it's a good schedule.
It's a great.
It's really fun schedule to travel to.
Yes,
there was always a rumor that the that when they did the season tickets at the Raiders, they made it so you couldn't transfer tickets, so that they would have a home because they knew this was going to happen.
Yeah,
right? As soon as everybody got that.
I have friends that live here that have four season tickets.
Right. Like, this is how this is going to go.
They're not going to the game.
No, no. Yeah, it's a fun, really, really fun schedule. We'll do some quick hitters around the league coming up next. Get you an update on the PGA Championship as well. You listen to Cleveland Browns Daily on 850 ESPN Cleveland.
Cleveland Browns Daily, brought to you by Ballybet, now live in Ohio on 850 ESPN Cleveland.
It's Bo here for the James B. Beam Distilling Company. James B. Beam Distilling Company has over 200 years of pushing flavor forward and taking American whiskey in an entirely new direction. Claremont Steep is the ultimate expression of American single malt whiskey. 100% American malted barley, hidden notes of toffee, vanilla, caramel, and more. American single malt whiskey isn't bourbon or scotch. It's something entirely new. Explore the endless flavor in a single grain with Claremont Steep, an American single malt whiskey that could only come from the James B. Beam Distilling Company. We have PGA Championship. By the way, when they first announced, I have to a little mea culpa. I was curmudgeon-y. You're moving the PGA Championship to August or to May from August. I liked it in August. This is better. This is better.
I don't know. It's better. It's fine. It's fine.
I think it's better because when I think about what is now, I mean, Cavs are out. There's nothing like if it rains tomorrow or if it rains one day over the weekend.
Yes.
This is now a very easy watch. I'm locked into this now.
Yeah, very easy watch.
In August, with everything that we all have going on, it was tougher to find it.
Yes.
I don't know if they needed to go here. If, you know, I don't know if there was a late July date that felt better to, like, culminate with the PGA Championship. Maybe that would have been the perfect spot. But this was fun to watch this morning. Shoffley lit it up.
Lit it up. Scheffler hasn't teed off. He's teeing off, like, imminently. John Daly, tough, 11 over. Sad.
Sad. Well, what did Tiger end up? He was one over for much of the morning.
Finished
was,
one over.
He was laboring. That was a labor-intensive one over for him. Rory was cruising. I think he ended up 5-under, didn't he? So he's kind of
five
in the
under.
Mix.
Yep.
He had the par 5, number 9. No. Was it 18?
It's 18, but it was
but
his
it was
ninth
his
hole.
Ninth.
And he hit in the water.
It looks like it's a football field wide.
Yeah, that's what the announcer
said. Why would he even monkey with it? Like, just
I don't think he had a good shot. I think he had a
clearly but like he's shot. The best driver on tour, like, just anywhere short and you're birdieing,
just put it up. Yeah,
like, go win the damn tournament. Like, come on, dude, let's go.
Yes, agreed.
Yeah, Shoffley's at 9-under, Finau at 6-under, Thigala
is
at 6-under. He's done for the day. McIlroy and McIntyre both 5-under. Colas and Koepka both 4-under. Martin Keimer, Hadwin, Cameron Smith, Hovland, Homa, and Kitayama are all 3-under. They are in.
9-under
is 3-under as well.
9-under is robust.
Yep.
I think that course looks great.
I think it comes back to earth tomorrow, though. Some weather, some rain.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, but with a little bit of rain soften a course up, they could go real low because then they can start like darting it.
There's a lot of parallels with this place in Muirfield, both Jack designs, open within a decade of each other.
Yep.
The 18ths look a lot the same with the way that those are set up with the big dog leg right and the clubhouse at the top and all of that. I really like the renovations they did with all the waterfalls and it really looks cool.
Yeah, it's awesome.
The last time, it was kind of a plain
track. Yeah, it was a little plain
track.
Yep.
Well, it goes back to you're playing the same courses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was the other reason they moved it too, wasn't it? Because they couldn't play like the Dallas, like they have two of the next 10 PGAs are at Frisco, where they just opened that new course at the PGA headquarters, and you can't do that in August. You can't play in Dallas in August. So you do it in May, you got a chance. So that's been pretty good. All right, you've been waiting. Giants, go.
Is there a it's obviously got to have some historical tie to their 100 years ago. I mean, it's like Michigan's helmet.
Well, they took a helmet from like 36. I don't have these years right, but you'll understand it. They took a helmet from 36, a jersey from 48, and pants from 28.
I think they're awful. I think they
they look like the Montreal Canadiens.
I think they are awful.
I think the helmet could have been cool to
wear
that,
because
they've worn that before, the winged helmet. It's the the Michigan winged helmet. It was the Princeton winged helmet first.
Yeah.
Fielding Yost brought it from Princeton to Michigan. Michigan made it famous. But that is, I think that had a chance to be really cool. I think the real miss is the jersey. I haven't understand what you're doing with the pants, because they're like a cream pant.
Terrible.
Which I think would have been fine.
Yep.
And I think the cream pant would have been fine with a white jersey or of a solid blue jersey.
33 jersey, 38 helmet, 25 pants and socks.
Yeah. So it's just kind of a mishmash. What helmet? 1938?
38 helmet, 1933 jersey, 1925 pants and socks. I just think they're terrible. And I don't even like the pant, to be honest
with you. See, like the actual 38 jersey would have looked really good.
Yeah.
Just a solid blue or red jersey with that hat and the cream pants.
And I think the pants are terrible.
I'm fine with the pants because it's an authentic throwback. Oh, you like cream. It's cream.
Looks a little gold to me. It looks like a little nice.
I think it's going to be crema is what they're going for, a little crema.
Tan pants, they're calling them. Tan.
Mm,
This is from Giants.com. The tan pants paired with the red and blue striped socks are a throwback to the original ones worn during their inaugural season in 1925. So if you're doing that, pull up, what does the whole 1925 kit look like? But I don't have a helmet, so throw that helmet on whatever 1925 is.
Yeah.
I even like that better than, because it's got, I mean, are those the pants that come up to their
waist?
Yeah,
remember they were, yeah. Those breeches.
Some breeches.
Yeah. I think you just worn the 38 uniform, and then you're good.
Yeah.
And then that solves it. I think the helmet's kind of cool.
The helmet's great.
Great, yeah.
But the thing about it is, this throwback when they bring out the Phil Simms, Mark Bavaros,
yeah,
that's their best look, and that is a throwback.
I actually
just keep it.
I actually prefer, my favorite ones are when they went to the ones that they first went to when Eli got there, like the ones when they won the Super Bowls
with the
NY, which is like the Frank Gifford NY,
yep,
with the gray pants and the brighter blue. Like, those are my favorite ones.
I like those Giants.
The Giant ones are great. There's a lot of nostalgia to them.
Yep.
The mismatched color of the helmet and the jersey, like all of that stuff.
Yep.
The Vikings did that. The Giants did that. I think it was on accident. I'm guessing they wanted everything to be the same color, but they couldn't make it work. That's my hunch.
Okay.
That you wouldn't go, because the Giants jersey is royal blue.
Yeah, the Giants.
But the helmet's
like the
navy.
LT one. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, but the helmet's navy.
Yeah, it's a dark navy.
The Vikings did the same thing. Like, their jersey was like a lighter purple, and their helmet was almost
dark
purple.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
So they kind of did it that way.
I think these unis stink.
Yeah. Jacksonville unveiled new stadium plans, $1.4 billion on that. It's a split. $700 is the split on the cost of this thing. Important to new stadium. It's a renovation of the old one, right? It's not a start from scratch,
is it? So are
they
doming it? Because it looked like is it a dome?
Yeah, it looks like they're going to.
Yes.
Yeah, they're doming it up so that they can.
I don't know, they'll be able to do that for 1.4.
One thing about it, like, that is Jacksonville City is a relatively cheap place to do things. Like, you're not at Ponte Vedra.
No, you're not.
So, that's part of it. Netflix announcing a documentary featuring Jerry Jones and the Cowboys. 10-episode series covers how Jones was able to transform the Dallas franchise into the dynasty of the 1990s. This, I will be interested in this if and only if he does not have final edit.
I'm in. I can second that.
Totally agree with what you're saying. And then I'm curious, how much does it get into all of the things that we know?
That's why I don't want him to have final edit.
Right.
I think that stuff's got to be in there, right? Some of it. It can't just be a 10-hour puff piece.
No.
I mean, people have done that. The Last Dance was that. Like, there's been
and I'm not here
the
for
Tebow
that.
Thing That's... with the Gators. Like, that nonsense. The sports washing of it all.
But Johnny?
I just think he can't have final edit. The John football is another one.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, he can't, if he doesn't have final edit, then I think it's got a chance to be outrageous and great.
Who had final edit on the Patriots one? I haven't watched it yet. I haven't seen it either. But I know that it is very much, it feels like Kraft maybe had final edit because
it's like
very pro Kraft and very anti Belichick.
Yeah. That seems that way.
A documentary is a documentary. The documentarian has
They're not
final
anymore.
Edit. Well, that's why they're not fun.
Yeah. They're sports washers now. There's not.
That's silliness.
Yeah. Well, look, I mean, Jordan did that with the Last Dance.
Silliness.
It was great, but it was like all from his side. Here's 10 hours of me. But the Jeter one wasn't well received. Like, that didn't get much attention at all. So maybe people are waning interest of it. You got to tell us something we don't know.
Right.
We did get some video. Go ahead.
Part of the problem is, too, that we live in a day and age where the two clips of that's telling you something you didn't know will be all over your social media, and you'll have seen it before you've even seen the documentary.
I couldn't agree with you more. This happens all the time in movies where now they put all the stuff that's important in the trailer.
Yeah.
It's like, well, what's the point? What do I need this for?
I've seen it.
The NCAA college football game is out. Travis Hunter, Quinn Ewers, Donovan Edwards on one of the covers. There's another cover that's got like 20 current players on it. The game is going to be released July 19th. You can actually get the college and Madden bundle 3 days earlier on the 16th. You can buy it for like $150. You get the college game and the Madden game at the same time. I think this thing will be a bonanza. And it looks like they've got most of the players signed up for it. And took their NIL, so it's kind of the perfect mix. They waited a long time and really waited for the perfect storm before they did it. So there you go. All right, it is a Mailbag Thursday edition of the program. Get your questions into Gibbe, and we will do that coming up next. You'll listen to Cleveland Browns Daily, brought to you by Ballybet, sports betting partner, Cleveland Browns, now live in Ohio on 850 ESPN Cleveland.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Cleveland Browns Daily, brought to you by Ballybet, now live in Ohio on 850 ESPN Cleveland.
All right, time for a little Mailbag Thursday presented by the Cross Country Mortgage Company, official mortgage partner of your Cleveland Browns. When it comes to financing, they'll always get you home. Visit ccm.com today. Equal housing opportunity, NMLS 3029.
A little traveling music.
Hello, Gibbe.
Boys, gentlemen, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
By the way, here's the other thing, going back to your little golf majors discussion.
Yeah.
The fact you can watch it all.
All
what
of
a
it.
Novel concept.
Well, and that is
that's amazing.
Great.
ESPN
7:45
Plus
this morning, I'm like, there's a chance I'm late for work.
Yeah, that was great. I really liked it. I thought the course looked great, too.
I do kind of like the fact now, though, that like if you were to try to pull off a Grand Slam, you have to do it at the Open Championship. That would be the final win.
Yeah.
If you're trying in the same year.
Versus the PGA. Like if you're
yeah, gonna, yeah. Like if you're going to get it done at the most historic and oldest golf tournament in the world, I love that. Bo.
Do you think that this makes it easier to pull off a Grand Slam because of the compressed schedule?
Yeah, but I also kind of felt like in the past, yes, people were excited about the PGA Tour Championship, but it felt like such a distant fourth major, whereas putting it here, it's the second major of the year, and I think people are into it, and the golfers are into it, trying to get a major. I just feel like, I don't know, it feels...
Well, I think you're not in the football mess at that time either.
Right.
So you avoid all of that. I just wonder, like, if, you know, so basically you're playing a major every month. You basically have to be, if you can have a four-month hot
heater,
which, you know, great players have done that versus stretching it out. I mean,
it used to be in August, right?
Yeah, middle of August.
Yeah, so it's 1 month shorter. You had Masters, and you'd have 2 months. You'd have May
off. I guess what I'm saying, though, is you don't have this big stretch between Augusta and U.S. Open.
Correct.
Where you got it. If you're hot at Augusta, you can just keep on going.
The other thing that I like about it is that...
I think it wins.
It puts... The way people play the U.S. Open and then the way that people play the Open are very different, and I like that that's like 3 and 4. Like, to get it done, you almost have to show, okay, I can win at Augusta. I can win it more of a normal U.S. course. Then it's going to be tricked up, tight, high, rough U.S. Open, mm-hmm. and then I'm going to go play a little, hopefully, look at him.
Young Scarlett.
Look at him.
And different then saunter to him.
He's got a little pep in his step.
What would you say is the defining characteristic of the PGA Championship?
I don't think it has one.
I just think of the Wanamaker Trophy is the only thing I think of. Like, I remember that the size of that trophy is kind of the...
When you say PGA Championship, to me, I remember John Daly 1991 cricket stick. That's like... That's
yeah, like Tiger Woods in Tulsa when it's 170 degrees.
I think that
like,
the PGA Championship should be played at... really cool courses that you don't get to see otherwise. Like the way that the U.S. Open was at LACC, which was, I thought, really, really cool. PGA Championship should be all crazy courses that you don't get to see.
Okay. One of them then, if the U.S. Open, if the PGA Championship is that, crazy courses that you don't get to see, then should the U.S. Open be public courses that anyone can play?
I don't know that it has to necessarily be public. It either has to be public or... ones that have been historically like traditional U.S. Open.
Baltusrol and Winged Foot.
Marion,
type of stuff.
Right.
So the U.S. Open kind of acts a little bit like the Open Championship in that it has those places, but then it'll also mix in a Chambers Bay.
I think everything after that should be public. I'm fine with that. I think you get Till Pebble, Torrey Pines.
Well, or you plays those and mix in the other ones you never see.
Yep.
And then the PGA could be Pebble, and but you want Pebble to have the U.S. Open,
yeah.
And Torrey needs to have a U.S. Open, and Beth Page.
I think the PGA should be.
Those are all U.S. Opens.
Crazy places you've never seen.
I would love to see them play. We talked about Wolf Creek or that Moonlight Basin in Montana with the 700-yard hole. Like,
how cool would that be?
St. George, Utah.
Yeah, those.
Like,
yeah,
the one that's literally on the side of a mountain.
Yeah, I'd love to see that. I'm sure. I don't know how you get crowds there.
By the way, Scottie Scheffler, welcome to the PGA Championship. First, the drive, middle of the fairway, 169 yards out, holes it. He's at 2 under right off the get-go. Eagle.
He's on another level.
And he just had a kid, too. Level. On Monday, they just had their first kid, too.
I heard somebody say, oh, Tiger was like, oh, he's going to be tired. I'm like, I'm sure he's got help. He's got an au pair. Like, he's not changing diapers at 3 o'clock in the morning.
No.
He's probably got a nurse living at the house round the clock.
Eagle. That's craziness.
He's ridiculous right now.
You could tweet your questions to us at Browns_daily. I was watching the charged up calls of the game on YouTube. Which one was your favorite? This is from Trey Carey, who also says, I miss you, Uno and Griff.
Oh, we all do.
They
were great, great men and thorough.
They were good men and thorough. Mod would be proud of what they did.
Very proud.
Yeah.
Very thorough.
What's my favorite end game call?
I'm assuming.
Read it back to me.
Call from the booth or.
Read it back to me. What was the question?
I was watching the charged up calls of the game on YouTube.
Okay.
So probably on our YouTube page, youtube.com/Browns.
All right.
That would be our call of the game from the booth. I would have to think one from the Bears this past year.
So I was going to say
Siciliano was amazing.
He missed
the 49ers game.
He missed it wide to the right. That one was great. Jim, the game winner against the Steelers in Jim's first game back was
epic. Yeah.
And then his like call of us going to the playoffs at the end of the Jets game of just like the joy that was in the city.
Yeah.
Yeah. There are a lot. I mean, we had a lot of good ones.
Love a dog today with an interesting question. If you were in charge of schedule making, how would you spread out the division games during the season? Would you be in favor of weeks like in college?
So in college, traditionally in college, you'll go like weeks 8 through or 4 through 12 or the conference
Correct.
Games.
Yeah.
So I might be crazy with this, but I would have your first three games just right out of the gate. All division games. Everybody plays their division. You get those out of the way, and the last three games are all division games, and then everything else is in the middle.
I don't have a problem with that.
Start with the division, end with the division, and it makes like coming out of the gate.
I like anything, even if it. I don't have a problem with that. I'm for that, but I would do the same. I could apply the same to like if you said division games are weeks 3 through 6 or 2, whatever. I like it if everybody played their division the same weeks.
Yes. Yes.
You know what I mean? So it's like. Two separate three-game tranches.
That's right.
I like we brought Tranche back.
Tranche is so back.
I like that.
Tranche is having a huge 24.
Brian wants to get Bo some new gear. Nathan is always on point, helps promote new gear for us curmudgeons to go out and get.
Well, that was a long time ago we said that. Like they should have trotted out the stuff for us to wear and said, you can buy this at the pro shop.
By the way, we should be wearing the bowling shirts today, and they should be available for sale.
I believe they are available for sale.
We should be wearing them.
We should have them. And say, here you go. There they are. Are they for sale? I bet a lot of people ask.
Because you're the head honcho.
No. Like, you make the ask. You know, if you're gonna get the bowling shirts, there's one person amongst the four of us here that's going to get those bowling shirts.
I don't have a problem with that statement.
It's not going to be me.
I don't like to be singled out.
You're singled out for your excellence.
Do some work.
Newest items. Let's see if you can scoop.
Richie Fox wants to know who is the funniest person during filming for the schedule release video.
Everybody kind of did their own thing at their own time, so I don't know. I would have to say, though, the image of Podes dressed as the Bengals, smoking a stogie, leaning on the wall of a bowling alley, it was...
Quite good.
Quite good.
Yeah. That there was... What I liked about it is there was a lot of nuggets for us.
Yeah.
You know, one for you, one for us. There was a lot in there for us that was cool that you wouldn't know if you didn't, if you weren't in the building, didn't know the guys.
At Juan Jones.
Juan.
In your opinion, what's the greatest SummerSlam and what does Cleveland have to do to surpass that?
Oh, my God. Don't do it without looking.
Well, I want to make sure that I'm getting it right. I think that's fair. Immediately came to my mind was SummerSlam 2001, but I want to see if that's the one that I think it is. SummerSlam 2001, Rock, Booker T, Austin, Angle, RVD, Jeff Hardy in a ladder match for the hardcore. Yeah, that one was pretty good. That's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for Rock, Brock, SummerSlam 2002. See, this is why I had to look it up. SummerSlam 2002, you had on the card. Oh, baby. It was a good one. Give me the layout of the card. Kurt Angle versus Rey Mysterio is an unbelievable match. Flair, Jericho, Edge, Eddie Guerrero, RVD, Benoit, Undertaker Test, Shawn Michaels, Triple H Street Fight, unsanctioned Street Fight, Brock Lesnar, The Rock. 2001, SummerSlam 2000 was good as well. That was a really hot era. What was the year where he fought... I'll try SummerSlam 2005. Yeah, this is another good one. Oh, man, is this a great one. SummerSlam 2005. You got Edge versus Matt Hardy in what was an incredibly, incredibly personal match. Because in real life, while Matt Hardy was injured, Edge in real life stole his girlfriend Lita. Like, in real life. And then they turned it into business.
That's not great.
No, you had Randy Orton, Undertaker... John Cena, Chris Jericho for the WWE title. Batista versus JBL for the World Heavyweight title. And the main event was Hulk Hogan, Shawn Michaels. That was a good one as well. And it had the ladder match, Rey Mysterio versus Eddie Guerrero in a ladder match over custody of Rey's son, Dominic, who is now a superstar in his own right. That was a good one. 2000, they were just firing on all cylinders then. They really were.
Wasn't the one that is in my head from, and again, it was, I was much younger when I was really locked in, wasn't SummerSlam at one point, wasn't Slaughter like an Iraqi?
Yeah, but for WrestleMania, that was WrestleMania 7.
But wasn't he in, didn't he, him and, wasn't Warrior and Hogan like versus him?
That would have been, here's another one, 2000. Oh my goodness gracious me. Steve Blackman against Shane McMahon, hardcore match. You had a 2 out of 3 falls, Benoit, Jericho. You had a TLC match, Edge and Christian, the Dudleys and the Hardys. Undertaker versus Kane, one-on-one, and then The Rock, Triple H, Kurt Angle in a three-way. That's a good one.
All right, so you're talking Hogan about- and Warrior. I just found it. Okay. In 91, it's at Madison Square Garden, so at the height of, like, Desert Storm.
Yep.
It's Hogan and Warrior against the Triangle of Terror, which was Slaughter, General Adnan, and Colonel Mustafa.
All right. Can you tell me?
That's the Legion of Doom is against the Nasty Boys in that one.
Yeah. And then you got General Adnan and Colonel Mustafa. And I'm pretty sure Colonel Mustafa was the Iron Sheik.
He was, in fact. I believe you have that right. Yeah. Yeah.
Who passed away just about a year ago.
It's amazing how that sport changed. Natural disasters, earthquake and typhoon.
Oh, man, they were so good.
Defeated the Bushwhackers.
Of course
they did. With Andre the Giant. Andre Giant got to the point where he was helping the Bushwhackers. Yeah. That's how far he fell.
Man, you have a good memory, though. This is a good one. Bret Hart against Mr. Perfect for the Intercontinental Championship. You had Virgil against Ted DiBiase in a singles match
for
the Million Dollar Championship.
This was
Legion of Doom against the Nasty Boys for the tag titles. And Hogan and the Warrior against the Triangle of Terror. Handicap match with Sid Justice as special guest referee.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah. IRS against Greg Valentine.
IRS.
The Big Boss Man against the Mountie.
The Mountie. We're just going to dress
Ricky
you
the Dragon
Mountie.
Steamboat, the British Bulldog, and the Texas Tornado, Kerry Von Erich, against defeated the Warlord and Power and Glory, Paul Roman.
I don't remember the Warlord and Power and Glory.
Warlord
at all.
I remember the
British Bulldog quite well.
The Warlord was in the Powers of Pain, Warlord and the Barbarian.
Okay.
He was a big, big looking.
They were
kind of like knockoffs of the Road Warriors when the Road Warriors were gone.
Did you have a? Did you see the Kerry Von Erich, the Von Erich movie?
I did. The Iron Claw. It was very good.
Was it good?
It's depressing. I mean,
tough watch, but it's a
depressing
end.
Story.
But yeah.
Yeah.
All right. There you go. So much more to come. You listen to Cleveland Browns Daily, 850 ESPN Cleveland.
Cleveland Browns Daily, brought to you by Ballybet, now live in Ohio on 850 ESPN Cleveland.
All right, there you have it, kids. Coming up tomorrow, Victory Friday number 2, we will take a look back at that beatdown against the Tennessee Titans, 27-3, hammering. And so you have that.
Oh, man, that was a fun
nice.
One, but it was, but it was also, we didn't realize injuries were suffered. Didn't know.
Did not know at that time, but it certainly felt good in the moment. We'll relive it tomorrow on the program. The Next Level is coming up next. Thanks for listening, everybody. Cleveland Browns Daily, 850 ESPN Cleveland.
You've been listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, a production of the Cleveland Browns and 850 ESPN Cleveland.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And
hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.